This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
France's presidential candidates clash over the cost of living crisis. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Bain in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. France heads to the polls this weekend in what is being seen as not just a critical election for the country, but for the wider European Union. On Wednesday night, the final two candidates for the presidency, the incumbent centrist Emmanuel Macron and the far-right challenger Marine Le Pen, went head-to-head in a live TV debate. Over almost 3 hours, they clashed on issues ranging from France's place in Europe, Ms. Le Pen's alleged proximity to the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the cost of living crisis in France. Our correspondent Jessica Parker was watching on with a panel of guests in the northern city of Reims.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à tous pour ce grand débat du
sat at desks, face to face, two candidates.
Bonsoir Marine Le Pen.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir Emmanuel Macron.
Bonsoir.
Looking on, two moderators against a studio backdrop of the Élysée Palace with a tricolore filter. Marine Le Pen, who floundered against Emmanuel Macron 5 years ago, this time had been preparing hard. First up for discussion, the cost of living.
Dans la vraie vie.
On est tous dans la vraie vie, Madame Le Pen.
Macron soon went on the attack over Le Pen's record on Russia and a 2014 loan to her party.
Parce que vous dépendez du pouvoir russe.
You depend on the Russian power. You depend on Mr. Putin. You took a loan from a Russian bank. When it comes to Russia, you don't talk to other world leaders. You talk to your banker.
He knows perfectly well that I'm a woman absolutely and totally free, and that I am a patriot because all my life I have defended France and all French people.
So I'm watching the debate with a group of voters at a bar in Reims, northern France, and millions across the country will also be tuning in. Both Macron and Le Pen will want to reach the disillusioned, the undecided, and shore up their supporter base.
Autre chapitre extrêmement important en ces circonstances.
Through the night, they sparred over the environment, crime, the economy, and France's place in the EU.
L'Europe, c'est pas tout ou rien.
Europe is not all or nothing. I want to stay in the European Union. I want to change it profoundly.
Votre projet, quand on remet...
Your plan, when you piece it together, may not do this in name, but it would take us out of Europe.
It's been a long evening. Things are wrapping up here after nearly 3 hours. We're going to ask our panel how they did.
I think she was not bad, like... Yeah, obviously better than in 2017.
I hate this man and I will absolutely vote against him.
Before the debate, I say that I was undecided. Even now, I can't say if I'm going to vote for Macron or for Le Pen. But I think that this debate was really won by Marine Le Pen.
Voters in France, speaking to Jessica Parker there. Well, let's get you up to speed with the numbers now, where it's been a bright start in Europe. Shares in London, Frankfurt and Madrid are all up around 1%, whilst investors on France's CAC 40 have perhaps given their verdict on last night's debate. Shares are up just over 1.5% there. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, has restated Beijing's opposition to sanctions imposed by Western countries on Russia. Addressing a regional economic forum, Mr. Xi condemned what he called Cold War mentalities and unilateralism, terms China often uses to criticise policies of the United States. Beijing has declined to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has pledged to continue normal trade relations with what it describes as a comprehensive strategic partner. This is a snapshot of what President Xi told his audience.
In today's world, any unilateralism and extreme egoism are fundamentally unworkable.
cutting off supplies and extreme pressure are fundamentally unworkable. We should adhere to peaceful settlement of differences and disputes between countries through dialogue and consultation, support all efforts that are conducive to peaceful resolution of crises, do not practice double standards, and oppose the abuse of unilateral sanctions and long-arm jurisdiction.
President Xi speaking there. Well, Mr. Xi was smartly dressed in a suit and tie, as he usually is. But as many people begin to head back to workplaces around the world, are you back in your old work attire and routines? Well, according to an international workplace study, we've apparently already started making some subtle changes to those workplace routines. The market research firm Kantar surveyed 300,000 women worldwide about their pre-work makeup habits and found, in general, women were wearing less makeup to the office. But we're also spending more on premium skincare products, as the BBC's Phoebe Hobson reports.
Over the last 2 years, our routines have taken a hit. More time at home and less time going out has changed the way we groom ourselves, according to the market research agency Kantar. Its survey of over 300,000 individuals and households in 20 countries has revealed we're wearing less makeup. Compared to pre-pandemic levels, our weekly usage is down by an average of 28%. Unsurprisingly, with face masks as part of our standard get-up, lipstick usage has dropped the most, by 40% compared to 2019. Seb James is the chief executive of Boots, a UK health and beauty chain. He noticed that people are changing how they choose to groom.
It's been a very fascinating time because I wouldn't say that there's a massive decline, but definitely people are buying different stuff. So over the pandemic, we saw a lot less what we call colour cosmetics in our trade, lipsticks and so on, but a lot more spend on self-care, so skincare, hair care, particularly what we call expert skincare. And there we were seeing enormous increases in people taking, really good medical care of their skin so that when the pandemic ended, they would emerge like butterflies, as indeed I tried to.
The study also revealed we're washing our hair 10% less than we did 5 years ago.
That was the BBC's Phoebe Hobson there. Well, makeup free in London, I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.